Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 226. 226. I trust you're being blessed. And if you know somebody who is ill or sick, terminally ill, or something's happening in somebody's life, and you want the person to hear these words, please send the link so that they can subscribe and download and listen. Because, listen, it is words that heal. Words. It's not touch. Oh, God, touch me. No. It's not the touch. It is words that heal. So, we've been personalizing Psalm 91. And we're now on verse 10b. And this is what has led us into these scriptures. And it says, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. Say it with more confidence. Neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. Ah, that's your portion in life. This is it. And we know blow, plague is blow, nega in Hebrew. So we've been looking at Isaiah 53, which is the redemption chapter. We are now on verse 10. And we're amazed that we learned in the previous episode that bruising Jesus pleased God. It gave God pleasure. It was God's will that he would bruise him. He would blow up. He would give him the blows, punches. And it was because he was your substitute. And all the wrath of God and all that was done wrong in the spirit realm had to be rectified. And Jesus was that substitute. He was that took your place so that he could receive it on your behalf, in your stead. And it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Now, let's continue with Isaiah 53:10. He has put him to grief. When you read it, he has put him to grief. You mean you will think, oh, okay, so God made him sad. That is it. But look at what Amplified Version says of Isaiah 53 verse 10. Yet it was the will of the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief and made him sick. Who are we talking about? Jesus. God put him to grief and made Jesus sick. God put Jesus to grief and made Jesus sick. God put Jesus to grief and made Jesus sick. Jesus was made sick. He was made sick with every sickness that was coming to humanity. But more importantly, every sickness that was coming to you. Every kind of sickness. From the, yes, syphilis, gonorrhea, you caused it on yourself. HIV AIDS, yes, it was your lifestyle that brought it. Heart trouble, you didn't eat well, you bloated, you become too big. Whatever the sickness and the reason that men give for that sickness, whether it's inherited, whether it was caused by whatever it is, whatever, that sickness was put on Jesus, and so Jesus was made sick with that very thing. Jesus was made sick with your hypertension. Jesus was made sick with your enlarged heart. Jesus was made sick with the blockage in your intestines. Jesus was made sick with that heart trouble. Jesus was made sick with that nymph trouble. Jesus was made sick with emphysema. Jesus was made sick with that ear trouble. So that you put something in inside and then it burst and what, and you know your grandfather was hard of hearing. All those things. No, don't look at the reasons. Look at what God did for you when he made Jesus sick. That's the Bible. Please go to your Bible and look at it yourself. It is Isaiah. We're reading Isaiah 53 verse 10. We are reading Isaiah 53, verse 10. And this is what was translated as grief, because it was translated as grief, and God put him to grief. All of us read it and we just, you know, gloss over it. But Amplified Version now amplifies it. So when, you know, you want to talk and you want it heard louder, you amplify. So amplify is not adding anything that was not there, but just making it louder for you to understand. So he said, and he put him to grief and made him sick. It's written there, black and white. Jesus was made sick. The Messiah was made sick. Why was he made sick? It was for you. He didn't need to become sick for himself. It was for you. All for you, my darling. All for you. All for you. He did it all for you. So today you are taking it. You won't let this thing pass by. You are blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.